So we have here in John Gospel chapter 19 and verse 19, the Lord Jesus on the cross. And Pilate wrote a title and he put it over, on the cross. And the writing was this, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now Pilate was not a Jew, but he knew that the Lord Jesus was a Jew. And he knew also that the Lord Jesus was innocent. But three times over he said, I find in him no fault at all. And he was willing to release him, but the mob, the crowd, the awful multitude that was there that day, cried out, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. And poor Pilate, in the face of a tremendous odds, the awful multitude, and the multitude was wholly in agreement that the Lord Jesus should die, made up of Jewish folk and of Gentiles, Romans, whoever they might have been, that were there, and they were crying out, away with this man, give us Barabbas, he's a murderer, but give us Barabbas, but let him, Jesus, be crucified. And so Pilate put the title over the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, and that showed where he came from, and that showed that he was a particular Jesus of Nazareth, that lived in Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Yes, he was born, according to your Bible and mine, he was born King of the Jews. But he was rejected by the Jewish folk. They did not receive him as their Messiah, nor make him their king. This history proves for us, and the Bible definitely sets it out and clearly sets it out. The first chapter of the Gospel by John gives us the condemnation of the entire world. He says he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Not the earth, but the world of human beings. They knew him not. They didn't recognize him as God's son. They didn't recognize him as God in man's form, God and man together. Even though they saw him do the mighty miracles that he did, even to raising the dead immediately, making no charge for it, making no great display about it, he merely did it and did it at once, and then took nothing for it. And this should have caused everyone to know that here's something different entirely. Here's a person that there's no one like him in all the world, and there wasn't. But they just seemed to overlook the whole great, wonderful display of power without any real display or advertisement of it. The mighty power was manifest when he raised the widow's son. He merely touched the beard, and he said, I say unto thee, young man, arise. And he sat up. And the Lord gave him over to his mother. Jairus' daughter was dead, and he took her by the hand, and he said, young maid, arise. And she did. And then she ministered unto them. He said at Lazarus' grave, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus did come forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. He didn't walk. He couldn't. But he came forth. Because that's what the Lord told him to do. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth out of the tomb, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And he said, loose him and let him go. After they took the grave clothes off him, the winding of the grave clothes from him, then he could go. He could move. Then he could walk. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. That would be the Jewish folk. He was born King of the Jews. He was born in the lineage of David, the king, the great King David. He was born in the lineage of David. And yet he was rejected. And they refused to make him their king. And they refused him as their Messiah, although he is their Messiah. And the wonderful thing is that the Gentile folk now receive him as the Savior of mankind. He was the one who was born King of the Jews. But the Gentiles accept him. Those who are not Jewish folk accept him as Savior, as Master, as Friend, as our Messiah, the sent one of God, the Christ of God, the one that was sent down from heaven to die for sinful men like you and like me, that we might be forgiven and we might be in heaven with him for all eternity. Oh, the marvelous plan of God's salvation, friend. Man has different ideas. Man has many ideas as to how his soul can be saved, but he's not always willing at all to accept God's simple plan of salvation. The Lord Jesus suffered and bled and died and suffered agonies untold, bare then at the hands of God Jehovah, all our sins being laid upon him, and the judgment due those sins were poured out upon the Savior. The sword of judgment was raised and was plunged into the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he bare all our sins and the judgment due to them in his own body on the tree. And now, he says, we can have total forgiveness, eternal forgiveness, by simply receiving him as our Savior. An act of faith on our part. I am the guilty sinner. All of us have sinned, and God says so. God knows the heart, for he looks on the heart, and he doesn't look on the outward appearance at all. He looks on the heart. And he knows that the heart is deceitful and above all things and desperately wicked, and therefore, we need to be saved. And when we acknowledge our need, he saves sinners. He came into the world to save sinners. And the soul that will just take this place of guilty sinner and then claim him as the guilty sinner's Savior, that soul will be saved right on the moment, right at the very instant. My friend, are you saved? Have you actually a time in your life, in your experience, when you can say, there, I accepted Christ as my Savior. I made him mine, and by my own act of faith, I said he died. Died for sinners, therefore, died for me. Oh, my friend, this is the greatest day in the history of any human being when they trust Christ as Savior. If you don't have such day in your life, anywhere over the hills and valleys of your life that's passed, then, my friend, stop and think before you go, further go. Can you afford to sport upon the brink of everlasting woe? Eternity is ahead. Where will you be one moment after you die? There are only two places in the Bible, your Bible and mine. The Lord Jesus only spake of two places, heaven and hell, that awful place. And we can escape going to that place of judgment, that place of eternal punishment, if we just receive Christ as our Savior. And then we'll be happy to serve him, happy to live for him. Our lives will be revolutionized. He will do it, not we. Not we'll say we'll sit down and now we'll do better from now on. Not at all, my friend. He gives us new desires. He gives us new life. He gives us his own life. He gives us the Holy Spirit to indwell us and to lead us and guide us and direct us. Oh, how wonderful to know Jesus as Savior. So the title then in verse 20 read, many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin, so that most everybody around the cross, gazing on that superscription, would be able to read it. Hebrew, Greek, Latin. And so they would know he was the King of the Jews, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, Jesus, Savior. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, said God, for he shall save his people from their sins. The only Savior, friend. If we miss him, we have missed heaven for eternity, because he said, I am the door to heaven. The door to glory. I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved. It's a faith matter. Acting on your own faith in the Lord Jesus as Savior. We receive him
Yes, he died for me. And by that moment, we've entered by the door. The Lord Jesus is the door. And we're saved for time and all eternity. So here's the Savior on the cross. And the superscription is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Oh, my friend, he was dying for the Jewish nation. And thank God, many of the Jewish nation now believe in him as the Messiah. Believe in him as the Savior. Thank God for that. And there are many Gentiles who believed in him as Savior. Thank God for that. But are you one of them? I am, thank God. I didn't deserve to be saved, but he saved me the moment I accepted him as my Savior. So, friend, you can trust him and be saved now. Thank thee, Father, for thy great plan of eternal salvation freely offered to whosoever will accept Christ as their Savior. We thank thee the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. We pray that many will trust him now. Bless our country, our president and his family, and the government under which we live, and we thank thee for its greatness to us. We pray thy blessing upon us, and especially our president. We ask and thank thee for the Lord Jesus, who is over all, in his own holy name. Amen.